It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Today I spoke to Green Party co-leader James Shaw about a number of important issues. As such, I do just want to provide some context for this first story. Last week, it came out that police had been taking photos of Māori youths without permission in order to add them to the police database. This revelation sparked outrage as police were effectively treating young people as criminals, not to mention the racial profiling that took place when they chose which people to photograph. That issue is the first topic that I discussed with James today. After that, we talk about the Rocket Lab launch in Mahia, where the Green Party are objecting to, which the Green Party are objecting to, as the launch includes a piece of experimental US military equipment. Then, finally, the last topic is on the Oranga Tamariki Amendment Bill, which takes a punitive approach to youth crime, which Green is opposed to. Before we wrap up with a little aside about the importance of our oceans. But before all that, let's return to that first story.
So, first of all, tell me about these cases where police officers have photographed young Māori people to add to their national database. What is going on here?
I wish I knew. I think it's outrageous, frankly. It sort of basically treats young people, and particularly Māori young people, as if they're already criminals. And I note that the Independent Police Conduct Authority and the Privacy Commission are both carrying out an official investigation into it. So clearly, you know, the Greens aren't alone in condemning this.
This is possibly one of the most overt examples of racial profiling within NZ Police in a long time. How do we begin to reform this behaviour by our own police?
Well, I think that the review, when it comes out, should have some good pointers in it. But, I mean, this is an ongoing issue, right? I mean, we've been sort of pointing at kind of systemic racism for a number of years now. And I know that the police do have an active program to try and deal with this, but it is clearly something that, you know, fully reached every part of the service, and so I think they need to crack on with it.
So, yeah, we have this scenario where police will say that they plan to work with the Māori community, as they have in previous weeks, to reduce these sorts of incidents, and then they turn around and do something quite blatantly racist, such as this. What does the Green Party plan to do to ensure that police are held to account and keep the promises that they make to the community?
Well, I think this is really a question for the Minister of Police. Because this is, like I said, this is an ongoing issue, and as you just said, you know, they sort of seem to be making some progress, and then an incident occurs that kind of undermines all of that progress. And so it is clearly something that needs more focus than it's had in the past.
Do you have anything that you'd like to say to these communities that may be even more distrustful of police than they were before? How do we expect people to put their trust in the police when they continue to do things like this?
Well, it's hard, right? I mean, you know, it's not like their trust was at an all-time high already. There's been, you know, many, many years of injustice here that need dealing with. And so I guess, you know, on behalf of Green Party, I would like to say that we hear you, and if we had an opportunity to do anything about it, we certainly would.
Next, let's talk about this issue with the Rocket Lab launch in Mahia. Could you outline what has been going on?
Yeah, so Rocket Lab obviously are a private company, and they've been putting payloads in space for a whole series of different private companies, but also for US military agencies. And so they're due to launch a satellite later this month for the US Army's Space and Missile Defense Command. It's called Gunsmoke J, which I think gives you a reasonable indication that it is not for civilian purposes. And it's an experimental satellite that's basically designed to demonstrate advanced information collection to directly support US Army combat operations. And one of the principles for New Zealand space activity, which was approved by Cabinet in 2019, says that we should only be conducting space activities in a way that doesn't jeopardise human safety. And we think that, you know, these kind of launches probably constitute a breach of both of what Cabinet agreed to in 2019, but also, you know, a number of kind of space treaties about, you know, the militarisation of space. And so we think that we should only really be supporting launches that have peaceful purposes.
Yeah, so the Green Party is among a number of other groups that are calling for these licenses to be suspended. Why do you support this suspension?
Well, like I said, I mean, we think that we should only be supporting launches that have peaceful purposes. We should be ensuring that technologies that get sent into orbit by New Zealand companies from New Zealand don't assist war-making capability in space. And like I said, this, you know, possibly constitutes a breach of the cabinet decision back in 2019, but also a number of acts that and international treaties to do with the militarization of space.
So I guess my main question is, who the hell signed up on this? You know, how did we get to a point where the US military is able to launch experimental technology from our soil?
Well, we're looking for answers on that. So ultimately, all of these decisions are signed off by the minister who's responsible, but they do so on the advice of officials, and the officials do that on the basis of an assessment of each payload against the kind of regulations that Cabinet agreed to a couple of years ago. And I guess the question here is, did they do a thorough enough job of making sure that that this payload in particular, especially when, like, you would think that if it was called Gunsmoke, it possibly might have called for more attention rather than less. And so, you know, at the moment, we don't know yet whether or not they kind of did form the assessment that actually it was fine. But, you know, even so, it is kind of pretty sus.
So what can the general public do to have a say on this? Because this feels like the sort of decision that is within our interests.
Yeah, to get right. Well, it is, absolutely. And, you know, it is really important to have a space industry and that it does have the support of the public. And I think most New Zealanders would be horrified to know that, you know, New Zealand companies launching from within New Zealand are putting US military satellites into space. And so there is an open letter. It was organised by the Peace Foundation, and it's supported by 17 other groups, including the Green Party. And, you know, I think it would be pretty easy for people to get online and to support that as well.
Next, let's move on to the Oranga Tamariki Amendment Bill. Green is calling for this bill to be rejected. Why is that?
Well, it's funny because there's a relationship here to what we were talking about before with police photographing Māori youth. I mean, the Oranga Tamariki Youth Justice Demerit Points Amendment Bill has this fairly innocuous title. But again, it's just sort of part of this ongoing kind of tough on crime type approach that New Zealand First and some people in National seem to have a real thing for. And what it does, it, you know, I think evidence shows that this kind of approach really leads to greater harm. And it does affect young Māori disproportionately. And the Children's Commissioner, Andrew Beecroft, has called it fatally flawed. So I don't think that there should be any reason for it to continue to progress through the House.
The demerit point system has been described as a sort of a punitive approach, right? It deals with punishment. Could you give me some detail as to why the Green Party thinks that a punitive approach is the wrong way to go for a situation like this?
Well, I mean, the Greens have long stood for a restorative justice approach, and that really is backed up by evidence, not just within New Zealand, but right around the world, that shows that a punitive approach tends to take people and actually harden them into criminals where they weren't before. And what we want to do is to ensure that actually people, you know, aren't treated as criminals and don't end up in a justice or a correction system that actually takes people and actually does ensure that they end up in a, you know, a sort of a fairly lifelong pattern of offending. And this is just a kind of a terrible way to think about young people. You know, again, sort of treats them like they're criminals from the get-go.
Oranga Tamariki is something that has been a bit controversial for quite a long time. There have been a lot of calls to make sweeping changes to the way that it operates.
Mm.
Are you saying that are you saying that this so-called amendment bill would push us further in the wrong direction?
It absolutely would. You've got to remember, this was a New Zealand First members bill that got its first reading back in July, so before the election. And at that time, National and New Zealand First had the numbers in the House to get it through its first reading. And it was opposed by Labor and the Greens, but we didn't have the numbers in the House at that time to defeat it. So it's at Select Committee at the moment. That's why it's cropped up in the news. But I think that we should just ensure that it doesn't make it past its second reading.
So last week we talked a little bit about bottom trawling. I just wanted to return to this topic briefly because your Pacific People spokesperson noted the importance that protecting the ocean serves in Pacifica cultures. I'd just like to ask you to go over some of her points. You know, why is the protection of our ocean especially important to our Pacifica whānau?
When you look at the Pacific Island nations, well over 95, I think it's over 95% of the area that they cover is ocean rather than land. And, you know, you've got cultures here that have spent thousands of years on and surrounded by the oceans, who depend completely on the oceans for food, for tourism, for international links and for trade and so on. And it's kind of all of that plus deep cultural significance. And, you know, I have to say as a species, we are basically destroying the oceans at an incredible clip. And even within New Zealand's territorial seas, where we've got a quota management system, you know, you have seen a systematic decline in a number of key fish stocks over the course of the last 30 years. So even the approach that we have had, which has been one of the least worst approaches in the world, you've still seen dramatic declines in biodiversity in the ocean.
That was Green Party co-leader James Shaw. Thanks for joining me, James. Unfortunately, that interview was cut short by technical issues, but before he departed, James told me about the High Ambition Coalition for Nature and People, which, among other things, has the ultimate goal of protecting our oceans. The HAC has several member countries, including Canada, France, Japan, and the UK, though New Zealand is notably not involved. I thought this was an interesting point that James made, which was unfortunately butchered by a spotty mobile connection, so I decided to include it here instead. Thanks again, James. We'll be right back after this song and then a break.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.